ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi, found in the book As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, and we are looking at supplication number 8, where the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from hirs. When it comes to hirs or greed, it's undoubtedly that it's a human trait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded such trait in human beings themselves. So sometimes we can't say it's a bad thing, and sometimes we can't say it's a good thing. So there's always two scales of the spectrum. There's a good side and there's a bad side. My job and your job is to maintain that balance. So for example, a person needs to be harious on his dunya. He needs to be greedy of his world in the sense that he needs to work. He needs to make money. He needs to earn a living. Right? So he needs to put a bit of effort to that. And this is what we call a form of jihad, a form of struggle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, commanding such a thing. And he wants people to put themselves in such a state where they work hard for the dunya. Not for the dunya itself, but to work and earn their living. So this itself is a good thing. A man came to Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi, and he said to him, I love this dunya. I have a relationship. I have a connection to this dunya. And I'm afraid. So the Imam said to him, do you love to collect wealth? He says to him, yes. He said to him, for what purpose? He said to him, so I can get married. He said, what else? He said, so I can help other people. So I can pay sadaqah, pay charity. And the Imam says to him, then else? He said, so I can do this, I can do that. So he was always giving good things that he wants to do. Then the Imam salamullah alayhi said to him, well, then that's a good thing. This is, you are doing things for your akhirah, for your afterlife, not for your dunya. So the motivation here for this person to seek wealth was for his afterlife, not for his dunya. Let us take a break and we come back inshallah.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said that sometimes we have a greed, but this greed is directed for our afterlife. So I work, I put in the effort to gather money, to gather wealth, so I could get married, build a house, take care of my family, pay charity, help those who are in need. That's a good type of a greed, or hirs, as we say it in Arabic. But then when I become a greedy for the sake of just collecting, for the sake of just saving, I just want to save. I have $2,000. I want to make the third. I get the third. I want to make the fourth. And then there's no end. It just keeps going on and on. So my intentions, my motives, my drive is just to be attached to the materialistic world itself. Whether a person is trying to create fame for himself or wealth for himself or whatever he wants to do for himself. So he only cares about this world and not the hereafter. So his effort, he goes from morning to night time trying to work and trying to gather dollar by dollar just so he could have more wealth. Not so he could spend it on his family, so he can spend it on himself. Not that he can help other people, but in fact, he just wants it for himself. So a person has to differentiate between these two, because sometimes people come to you and they easily throw a verse from the Quran and say, who forbade the good, beautiful things that Allah has given his people? Of course, no one. No one is forbidding it. Yes, wealth, collecting, working, saving money, it's a good thing. As long as it is done for the sake of akhirah, the sake of the afterlife, not for the sake of this dunya, not the sake of this world. So a mu'min, a believing person, be it male or female, they have to put that in their mind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sometimes when a person makes a few dollars and then he feels the power of it, then he goes to an extreme. Then it becomes his motives and his aim and goal, it starts to change and shift. And that's where it becomes dangerous. Now, let us take a short break and then we come back, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at hirs, greed. Is it good or is it bad? So we drew the line between the two, right? And we said that if it's used for the akhirah, then that's a good. If it's used for this world, then that is bad. And we said that sometimes what happens is that when I start to have few things, if I'm not careful, I will fall in the trap of hirs and greed. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. He says, all you who believe, don't let your money or your sons, your kids and your lineage and what have you, prevent you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the trap. So when I make it my mission in life just to work and, you know, run after business and run after money and wealth, that is surely will deprive me of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now I'm not only trying to survive, but I'm going the extra mile. You know, a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or actually a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have 11 months sustenance and I need you to give me the sustenance of one more month so I could have sustenance for a whole year. The Prophet went and he called the woman and he said, bring me this lady. They brought this lady. They said, the Prophet said to her, look, I have this food. I want to give it to you. She was a widow. And she said to him, Ya Rasulullah, we ate today, so we don't need any more. He said, keep it for tomorrow. She said to him, whoever fed me today will feed me tomorrow, so I'm not in need. I don't need to save. Then the Prophet looked at this man and said to him, you have 11 months worth of sustenance and you want one more month. And this lady doesn't have even for tomorrow, yet she is content. So we have to be very careful that we don't fall in this gap or fall in this trap where we try to create and seek and attain wealth that we don't require. I work 8 hours a day. That pays off my rent, pays off my food. That's more than what I need. To go the extra mile, it will definitely put me in the state where Allah says, "Tulhikum." It will deprive you. It will keep you busy from dhikrullah, or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very careful. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.